For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Another of our guests last week on the Drug Truth Network was Professor David Duncan.
I keep seeing these stories about pain doctors being arrested, tried and some sentenced to 25 years to life even, for providing pain pills to people that are in severe pain. What's your thoughts there, sir?
Well, I think this is one of the more horrifying results of this nation's current drug policies. It's been a problem to some extent ever since the Federal Narcotics Bureau started exceeding their congressionally intended authority under the old Harrison Narcotics Act and started arresting doctors who were treating patients for addiction. But now we have doctors who are treating legitimate pain patients with appropriate medication who are being arrested for doing so out of the hysteria about the idea that somehow some addict is going to get some legal pain pills from a physician.
Illegal drugs, heroin, say, don't kill the number of people that would justify this war in the first place, does it?
No, all of the illicit drugs taken together, the number of deaths and medical problems that they cause pale in comparison to those associated with legal prescription drugs. And legal prescription drugs are minuscule compared to the deaths associated with alcohol, and even that is small compared to the deaths and disability associated with tobacco. So we're definitely focusing on the wrong drugs.
In the work you do, you are involved with people who use some of these illicit drugs?
Although I'm primarily a researcher, I do a little clinical work and have in the past done a lot of clinical work. So I've worked with a lot of patients who were addicted to various drugs, especially heroin addicts.
During those years of observation, are those who use drugs down in the gutter, or are they always cast out from society?
Oh, no. Even among those who are addicted, many are functioning to some degree within society. You will find addicts who are successful in their profession who have enough income and good enough connections to get their drug. And, of course, most of the people who use any of the illegal drugs are not addicts and are having no problems functioning.
The hypocrisy of drug war is astounding. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.